Piccadilly Circus. And this is the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. And we've got sights and sounds and marvels to delight your eyes and ears. And you'll be able to see the very first one of those in a few moments.
You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is John, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Circus. Welcome to the very first edition of this new Tufts chapter of the Rock and Roll Circus. It's a show I've done before, and I'm really, really thankful and excited that I can do it here, here at Tufts. For those of you that that don't know, I'm a Bowdoin graduate, so a polar bear. I appreciate the jumbos letting me into the studio, and yeah, having a really good time with it. That was I'm Shipping Up to Boston from the Dropkick Murphys, and we've got lots of great music on the show for you today. Usually the Rock and Roll Circus would be a themed show. We kind of start with rock. We might spin off in a couple different directions, and usually I would choose a theme. Today we're kind of working the kinks out. It's my first time here. I know I had the training. Some of you that might have tuned in, you heard just a brief glimpse of me, I don't know, a couple months ago I got in to do the training, but this is my first time with the regular show in the studio, so we're working the kinks out. We're going to play play a couple different songs, a couple different types of songs, just make sure that everything is going the way that it should. We've got all the knobs, all the adjustments are in alignment, and make sure that everything is going smoothly so that the next time I'm here we'll really really take off and hit the ground running. Let's see, what do we have coming on next? Like I said, we started with the Dropkick Murphy, Shipping Up to Boston. I am so excited to be in Boston. I moved here in October. I keep saying I just moved here. I don't know what the barrier is, or like how long can you say that you just moved here? But I think we're still within the 6 months just about. So we're going to say that I just moved here and I was shipping up to Boston. So now everybody else is too. And I know I have a little bit of a lust for life and I hope that you all do too. Here is some Iggy Pop on the Circus. Man, it's good to be here.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. If you just give it half a chance, don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight A student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
That was Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, going back to the Glass Houses album. Before that, we had Lust for Life, the title track from Iggy Pop's album, Lust for Life. This is John. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm John here, host of the Rock and Roll Circus, with the first ever edition of the Rock and Roll Circus here here in Tufts. Good to be in Medford. Good to be here back in the studio. Still working the kinks out, getting everything going exactly the way that I want it to. And, you know, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Let's say a little bit tired. I was actually in New York over the weekend, last couple days, and I got to catch a couple concerts there. So we'll get into the concert report a little bit later, but right now I'm going to play a song from the new album from one of those artists. On Tuesday, I was there at the Brooklyn Paramount to see the Black Keys, and they have a new album out that came out on May 1st. It is called Peaches. All the songs are covers, but that doesn't make them rock any less hard. So here's a song from that album. We'll talk more about it a little bit later, but this one is She Does It Right by the Black Keys.
Don't waste girls. So come on, take a little walk with me, Ollie. Tell me, who do you love?
Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Tombstone hand and a great young man, just 22 and I don't mind that.
Who do you love?
Couldn't let them miss the shout out on the Black Keys. That was the Black Keys playing there with the Rolling Stones, covering Who Do You Love? And that was a good transition from a little Black Keys to the Rolling Stones, combining two of my favorites there. The first song that I played was She Does It Right. That was from the Black Keys on their newly released Peaches album. It's an album of all covers. And that is a Dr. Feelgood song, I believe 1974. Is the original version of that, but the Black Keys making it their own, and then that Rolling Stones song, or that Rolling Stones performance with the Black Keys coming off the Gurr Live album, and I had the Gurr kind of studio compilation, and I hadn't listened all the way through to the live version of it. And there's a lot of collaborations on there. I know that there's a Tumbling Dice Rolling Stones with the Boss Bruce Springsteen was on there. Today was the first time I heard that song, so it's also you know, maybe the first day that you have heard this song. You are listening to WMFO Medford. And we are going to keep the Rolling Stones going. It has been just a good time for me to be a music fan, with the Black Keys having a new album that just came out, and the Rolling Stones having new music coming out this month also. And we're going to hear one of those, The music video came out today at 11 o'clock. I was working today and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I will a little bit later. I think I've seen some clips of it. I think it's got some deep fakes of younger Mick Keith and Ronnie Wood. And it's the music video for In the Stars, which is going to be on their upcoming album, Foreign Tongues. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure you'll be hearing more from that as it gets released. But right now, In the Stars is what we got, and it's what we're going to listen to today. So here we go.
We'll be right back. cheated myself.
That was Amy Winehouse on the Rock and Roll Circus, going off the Back to Black album. And before that, it was In the Stars. That is going to be featured on the forthcoming Foreign Tongues album, the new album coming out from the Rolling Stones. I know I was talking to someone, and they said, you know, it's tough if you like the Rolling Stones. You know, what new music do you listen to? And I said, I listen to the Rolling Stones. They've got new stuff coming out. So you might be asking yourself, why did you do a transition from the Rolling Stones to Amy Winehouse? And that is because the Rolling Stones are going to be covering that song. They're going to be covering Amy Winehouse's You Know I'm No Good on Foreign Tongues. They did a promotion. They put out all of the song titles, all in different languages. So after some translation, the song titles are all out there. You know, it being Foreign Tongues at all, it seemed fitting. And they're going to be covering that Amy Winehouse song. So we've got lots of good music to look forward to. Something I'm looking forward to right now is playing this song. We've got A Tribe Called Quest here. And the answer I think we're looking for is Yes You Can.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove. At times I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor?
you'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair ya. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Circus on WMFO Medford. That was Genesis with That's All. Before that, we heard Can I Kick It from A Tribe Called Quest. And in between there, I'm very sorry that I faked you out with the Aussie PSA. I mean, I'm not sorry about the PSA, but I hadn't... I didn't know what I had played. I had thought that we were about to hear Crazy Train. So I'm sorry that I got everyone excited with the Aussie. I promise I will play some before I head out. Okay? I'm sorry about that. But so quick PSA in there. And one other thing. So I'm not exactly sure what it looks like on everybody else's interface. I know that people tuning in on 91.5 FM aren't necessarily seeing what is playing. But if you're listening online, you might see that. And so I'm trying to cue in all of the songs. I kind of type in the artists, the song titles, things like that. And whenever you type in the artist, it kind of puts in all of the suggested artists that it might be. And so when I typed in, this was for the Rolling Stones and Black Keys song, I was seeing if there was anyone had already put in the Rolling Stones and Black Keys. So I was scrolling down through, and I saw that somewhere out there is a song that someone has played called Rolling Stones versus Nirvana versus Queen. And I kind of want to get to the bottom of that and see exactly what got played. I don't know how to investigate that, that might be a subject for a show when I'm not trying to work out all the bugs. That might be some advanced level stuff, but we'll see. Well, that'll be a story for another day. And speaking of another day, I don't know if anybody else got this. I listen to Spotify mostly. That's where I get if I don't have the physical media, I'm getting my music from Spotify. And they recently put out since Spotify turned 20, they put out kind of the songs that you've listened to of all time. So the most songs, what was the first song, things like that. And so I've been listening since June of 2015. I've been on Spotify. And the first song that I ever played on Spotify, it just seemed fitting that I could play it for my first song here on Freeform Radio, it might surprise you, but we're getting towards the summer. It doesn't necessarily feel summery right now, although it's supposed to hit 90 next week, I've heard. So it's a little rainy out, but we're going to try to bring some summer vibes to it. First song I ever played on Spotify, making it into the first show of the circus. Here is some Mungo Jerry with In the Summertime.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only buy. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da. Sing again, we go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town.
and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and only buy. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Thank you.
That was George Harrison going to the All Things Must Pass album. Before that, the first song that I ever played on Spotify was In the Summertime from Mungo Jerry. You are listening to WMFO Medford, and this is the Rock and Roll Circus. I'm John here. I've been playing the songs for you, and I'm here. I promised some Ozzy before, but a couple housekeeping things that I do want to get to. This is my first show, so I'm still figuring everything out, but I believe that this show can be listened to at a later time. So if you are listening online, you are already at WMFO.org, and you should be able to click into the schedule, go there down to Thursday at 4 o'clock, and click the show and download it. I believe that's how it works. You can definitely listen to it in your browser. And if you are online and you want to chat with me, send me a message. There's also a DJ chat function there, so you can send me something there if you have anything that you would like to anything you want to chat about, send me a message. I think that is how it will work. I believe that the show has to wrap up first and then you can download it, but like I said, I'm still figuring that out. I am only scheduled until 5. I believe the 6 o'clock person just got to the studio, so I'm going to chat with them and see kind of when they want to get on air or exactly how it is going to split up. If I can stay on the air a little bit longer, that's what I plan to do. But like I said, we're going to figure it all out. Let me see. Any other housekeeping things? So I am on Thursdays at 4 o'clock. That will be the regularly scheduled time of the circus. And next week, unfortunately, I will not be here. I'm doing some traveling for Memorial Day weekend, and so I will be out of town. I won't be here to play the music for you. But in 2 weeks, I believe I should be here, and you can tune in then for the first themed edition of the Rock and Roll Circus. So it is 4:57 right now. I promised some Ozzy before, and we are going to fulfill that promise. We'll see if I can stick around and play a few more songs. But if not, I will see you next week.